Even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his holiday coming up on Monday, honoring his birthday. And we are joined on the phone right now from the city of Elyria, LaTanya Connolly, who chairs up the Elyria Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Commission. Good morning, LaTanya.
Good morning, sir.
Well, there's a lot of things. We thought we'd have you on a Thursday, because even though holidays on Monday, things happen on the weekend, and even leading up to that this weekend as well.
That's correct. We've already had a few things to start on Monday of this week, so we have a number of activities that are already planned to take us through next week, Wednesday. So it's a full calendar of events to commemorate and celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And they range from, you know, sort of discussions to food and gathering to even like at the library, they're doing kind of a make it, take it craft so young kids and people can kind of put things together and kind of equate a fun activity with a certain meaning to it.
Yes, I'm excited about the Elyria Public Library System doing the crafts. And again, it will be at all of their locations. So it's, again, a time for families to come together. And so we look forward to that and seeing what they're going to come up with.
Well, let's go over some of these activities. Where do you want to start? There's so many things.
Well, we'll start here. Yesterday, we started with the Elyria Public Library Dr. King Make It Crafts. Saturday is going to be the 36th Annual Martin Luther King Jr. Festival, which is always sponsored by the First Community Interfaith Institute of Ohio. They're taking their program to the Lorain Public Library branch on Lake Road, which is going to be in Sheffield Lake. That's at 11 a.m. Then on Saturday evening at 6 p.m. is going to be the third annual Youth King Celebration, which will be held at the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, located at 632 West River Road here in Elyria. And there's going to be a musical, and there they are asking for non-perishable items to be able to replenish the food shelter at the Salvation Army. So we do want people who are coming to that musical to bring non-perishable items. Sunday, we go over to Lorain, where they're going to have the Lorain NAACP King Celebration, which will be at 3:30 in the afternoon at Greater St. Matthew AME Church, which is located at 1909 West 24th Street. Monday is the King Day of Service. That's our main holiday observance, and that's Monday, January the 19th. This year's theme is Rising Above Injustice with Acts of Kindness. This is the 29th annual Elyria Dr. Martin Luther King Celebration. We're going to have musical tributes, and one of the special features is going to be spotlighting in a video presentation Elyria City School District students who are being recognized for their acts of kindness. They were nominated by the school principals. So I'm looking forward to seeing that video presentation, and that program will kick off with the commemorative march from right in front of City Hall to Elyria High School. We leave promptly at 10:30. The main program is at 11 a.m. in the Elyria High School Performing Arts Center. So we want people to come out. The annual King Holiday Soul Food Dinner, which will be at the Marcel Hall, 117 Overland Road, Elyria. $10 for adults, $8 for students 12 and under. So that's from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., and that can be dine-in or carry-out. Moving over to Overland, where they will have their annual Overland Rededication to the Dream. It'll be held in the Martin Luther King Jr. Park. That starts at 12:15 in the afternoon on Monday. That's at the corner of South Pleasant and Vine Streets in Overland. Monday evening, afternoon, there's going to be another Lorain Public Library celebration for Dr. King at their main branch, which is located at 351 West 6th Street. That starts at 1 p.m. It's going to be a theater presentation, again, by their young adults. So we want people to go and be a part of that. The Drum Majors for Justice Public Forum is going to be at the Lorraine Public Library on the South Branch, which is at 2121 Homewood Avenue. That's going to be from 2 to 4. That event is sponsored by the Interfaith Ministries of Lorraine County and the International Urban Peace, Justice, and Empowerment Coalition. In the evening on Monday is going to be the Lorraine Public Library, also at the South Branch. They're going to have a program featuring the Body of Christ Choir. They're going to be performing gospel music. Tuesday, which is January the 20th, Lorraine County Community College is going to be having their program. This is sponsored by the Student Life Division, and they have invited keynote speaker, Minister Thomas L. Bowen, who is a native of the Elyria area who now resides in Washington, D.C. Tom will be at their program, which is scheduled from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and this is going to be at Lorraine County Community College in the College Center. Concluding the weekend activities will be on Wednesday, January 21st, which will be the 36th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Festival, sponsored by First Community Institute of Ohio, and that's at 142 Cleveland Street, and that's at 7. But the biggest thing I want to share with all of the WEOL listeners is the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Civil Rights Heritage Tour. The commission, for its very first time, is sponsoring a week-long trip. This is going to be March 23rd through the 28th of this year, where after 50 years, we will be retracing the steps of Dr. King and other civil rights heroes. We'll be visiting, leaving out of Ohio, going to the National Underground Railroad in Cincinnati, going to Atlanta, Georgia, Selma, Tuskegee, Montgomery, and Birmingham, Alabama, and also Memphis, Tennessee. So we're inviting all groups, all ages, all cultures to come and be a part of this experience. This is something that many will probably never get another opportunity to do. And we want to say that for as low as starting at $390, you can get 4 nights lodging, round-trip transportation from Elyria, a commemorative T-shirt. Everything is taken care of. We get one fellowship dinner. All other meals would be on your own. But this is a once-of-a-lifetime historical and cultural experience that we want to share with everybody. We're not limited, and we have about 20 seats remaining on the bus. And I just know that we can get a bus out of Lorraine County to go and be a part of this most significant journey. And when they say holding hands, brother to brother, sister to sister, that's what we want to do. And people can contact me, LaTanya Conley, chair of the Elyria Dr. Martin Luther King Holiday Commission. My phone number is 440-326-1407. Or you can visit the City of Elyria's website, and the link and the full itinerary is on the City of Elyria's website.
LaTanya, have you had a chance over the years to visit any of those places?
I did, sir. I went in 2006, and that's why I know firsthand how important it is. I, for many years, you know, it's been 23 years now, I've been the chair of the commission, but you don't get the full essence of what the struggle was about. When you talk about civil rights for everyone, and that's what the King Holiday is about. It's about for everyone. And so just being able to go to the Rosa Parks Museum, to the National Civil Rights Museum, to be able to go to the 16th Street Baptist Church and see where the four little girls were bombed, to be on the Edmund Pettus Bridge for Bloody Sunday. When you go and you see and you feel it, you know, I went in 2006, but it was just like if I was in the late 50s and the 60s, transporting myself into those times and feeling the empathy of what people had to endure.
It's one thing to read about it. It's another thing to actually be there in sort of in the presence of the life, the community there. And just kind of get a sense of the whole situation, too.
Yes, and that's what we want to share and to give people an opportunity to do. So we have about 20 seats left, and we know that we can fill those seats. We will be traveling with Lakefront Lines, Luxury Lines, leaving out of our local transportation center. So we'll leave on Monday, the 23rd of March, about 6 a.m., returning back here on March 28th. It's estimated to get back about 2 o'clock in the morning. So it'll be a long journey, but we'll be amongst friends no matter who you are, and we welcome everyone to come and go on this journey with us.
Well, you make it, as you say, a long journey, but this is metaphorically, too, in a sense, I guess.
Yes, it is.
The way it is. Yeah. And, you know, and of course, now in the movie theaters, the movie Selma is out, maybe drawing up a little more interest and kind of.
It started, and I'm going to be going on Sunday. And I'm going to be using some of the little clips and highlights so that I can share in my remarks on Monday during our King Day of Service, Rising Above Injustice.
I'm looking forward to something, too. I received a chance to interview a woman named Sheila McCauley Keyes, who is, I think, the niece of Rosa Parks.
So
they've written a book called Our Auntie Rosa.
Oh, my.
And it talks about Rosa Parks' later life and a little bit about spending time with her family, I believe, when she went up into Detroit. So I'll be interested in doing that later in February. But it's always interesting to kind of talk to people who knew some of these people firsthand.
Yes. Well, I'm excited about that as well. And like I say, going to the Rosa Parks Museum, you know, there's a museum dedicated specifically to her, and that too people can get a chance, and just for the young people too. I'm a grandparent who's going to be taking my granddaughter. Think about that, for parents to taking their high school family members or grandparents taking grandchildren. It's something, again, for someone who can understand it. It's not always going to be in the textbooks, so this is a live and experience that people can have.
Right. Sometimes things in the textbooks or whatever either get bigger than what they really are, and you think, wow, this place looks smaller than I would imagine it because it's so historic, yet it has an importance. But in reality, it may just be, you know, something very simple and common that people will see.
Yes, and that's what we want to share.
Again, that's coming up on the 23rd through the 28th. Again, you want people as soon as possible to get a hold of you to get the tickets for that, right?
Yes, the deadline to register would be February the 16th. We would know at that time whether we would have the full bus to be able to go. We have, like I said, people have already made deposits, so people have until February the 16th. But again, I can be reached at 440-326-1407 or visit the City of Elyria's website, where all of the information is there, including a link of the full itinerary, and we will get right back with you with any details.
Right, and of course, if they see you over at the celebration on Monday at the Elyria Performing Arts Center, they can probably chat you up about that as well, too.
We'll be ready.
Again, our guest today, LaTanya Connolly with the Elyria Holiday, Dr. Martin Luther King Holiday Commission. Thanks for sharing all the details, and no matter where you are in the county this weekend, there's sure an event for you to attend.
Yes, thank you so much for having
me. Thanks. Have a good day.